Singing a song and bringing us back. Hey, we took a break and I had some beer. There was chunks inside my beer, but I dumped them out into the sink. The chunks are healthy and good. They make the beer kind of taste good. I just rhyme good with good. This is musical interlude is very good. Over now. Boop.
Welcome back to Season 3, Episode 6 of The Brandcast. I'm your host, Chris N, here this mid-evening with Paul Grand.
Hey, yeah.
What is the beer that you're drinking that's got chunks in it?
It's like M4, what was it?
M43.
M43, yeah. It's like, is it a firework kind of? No, it's... It's really good. It's an IPA.
A New England IPA.
And it's very cloudy. Sort of, it looks sort of like Oberon left to congeal a bit. That kind of cloudy, but it tastes really good. It doesn't taste clumpy.
Does it taste juicy?
The marketing people would like me to say that, but as a contrarian, I'm not going to say... Yeah, okay, yes, it does. A little bit, I'm going to... Yeah.
Thank you on behalf of my sponsors.
Thank you, M43. Beer
from
of Champions.
Old Nation Brewing. I want to try, they have another one called Boss Tweed. It's a double IPA. Also, I believe, of the juicy variety.
Oh man, that sounds familiar. Like, I've actually had that. It's because that's the way I used to pick out beers, was by their, if the goofier the name, the more likely it was for me to buy it. Boss Tweed, eh? I'll take some of that. It tastes like turpentine. I don't care. I'm buying it anyway.
I'm enjoying a blueberry maple stout that you brought over from Saugatuck Brewing Company. Very delicious.
It's got like a lumberjack on the front.
Yeah, he's about to drink one of these with a giant stack of, it looks like, blueberry chocolate chip pancakes. Or maybe just blueberry. I like to think there's chocolate chips in there.
There could be, but that guy looks pretty outdoorsy. They're probably rabbit turds.
Ooh.
I don't care, though. This is good.
Chocolate chips of the woods.
Mm-hmm. Nature's chocolate chips.
Three-tined fork.
Heathen.
All right. So this is a series of mini-segments, kind of little games and things we're going to go through. There's actually quite a few of them this week, so I hope you're ready.
Yeah, let's do it. Unless it's like one of those Saw let's play a game things, in which case, no, Chris.
I want to play a game.
All right.
That might be a good...
How bad could it be?
Introduction, yeah. What is your worst vice? No, that's your copy.
Nope.
So this segment is called Let's Play Elimination Challenge. And this is going to be an ongoing segment for the whole season. I've produced three lists of items, a list of 13 movies, a list of 13 television shows, and a list of 13 comedians. And each week, the guest will eliminate, thus elimination challenge, one of the items from each list, using whatever method they prefer, until we're left with one item, which will be the victor. So if you wouldn't mind reading through the remaining items and kind of giving your thoughts on each item, and then choose one to eliminate and cross it off, and then write your name next to it so we know who did what, please.
Okay. Am I supposed to pick like one I like or just one that I want off the list for reasons that I refuse to tell anybody?
You can eliminate based on... whatever method you choose, but we're hoping to get to one final selection that is the winner. So eliminate one that you don't want to be the winner, I guess.
Let's see. 40-year-old virgin.
If you could go through each of the remaining ones, okay, and kind of give your thoughts on...
Okay, Old School, which is a Will Ferrell vehicle, if I'm not mistaken. Sort of a buddy comedy. I remember actually liking it, and then I remember watching it again later and going, oh my god, why did I like that? 40-year-old virgin. Sort of a, oh, are they just going to make fun of people who don't have sex? You should go out and get some. Like, that's what I thought, but it actually had a rather touching kind of, like, oh my gosh, that's actually, they're not making fun of people who don't get some. So I actually thought that movie was all right, especially when he thought, or when he was describing boobs as, or breasts as feeling like bags of sand.
Yeah.
Again, I mean, but it was one of those
movies. Because they do, or because they don't?
I think he, well, he, it was funny because I'm pretty sure they don't.
Oh, yeah, me too.
Like, I'm pretty sure, like, unless it's really sexy sand that I'm not aware of, they don't. But he was like, yeah, I totally felt one before. It's like bags of sand. One of those movies sort of like Meet the Parents that just sort of makes you feel uncomfortable the whole time for the guy. So not my favorite movie, but the ending kind of saved it. Wayne's World I've never seen. I know. It's like one of those classics, like, you've never read Catcher in the Rye, or you've never read Pride and Prejudice? Okay, I've read both of those, but I've never seen Wayne's World, so I don't have any opinion there.
You're in for a treat.
Airplane, hilarious. It's one of those movies where the characters say dumb, funny things, but they don't act like it. It's like, this is a normal, legit thing I'm saying, which is why I find them so funny. Groundhog Day. One of those things where it's like, oh my God, isn't Bill Murray a genius? No.
No?
Nah, not really. Like, I never thought Bill Murray was particularly funny. Like, Ghostbusters, I thought the other characters were funnier than he was. Although he has some good bits. And maybe it's an article I read where it said, like, he's an asshole to work with. Maybe that kind of colors my opinion of him.
Have you seen The Life Aquatic with Steve Zissou?
No, I haven't, but that actually looked like it could be pretty funny. Was it?
It was. It was very good.
I'm going to add that to my list. This is Spinal Tap, another movie that I've never seen, but I know that it is the source of Turn It Up to 11, and Hank Azaria is in it? Or is it Phil Hartman? Or not Phil Hartman, another Simpsons guy. Does the voice of Mr. Burns, and he's got a talk show on NPR, I think.
Not sure.
Anyway, another movie that's sort of a classic, cult classic that I haven't seen. Caddyshack I have seen, because that's got Rodney Dangerfield in it, and on Facebook, you know, where it says you can say how you pronounce your name, Paul Brand, and it says pronounced Rodney Dangerfield, because I could.
Wait, did you say Paul Brand?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like the name of this show.
Oh, I thought it was Paul Grand, like with a G instead of a B.
That's the German pronunciation.
Oh.
Which, I mean, that makes sense because that's where it's originally a German name.
Okay.
From the Grand Hills of Nuremberg. I'm making that up. I'm not even sure when Nuremberg is. Caddyshack, yes. Rodney Dangerfield, because I can, I can sort of do a Rodney Dangerfield voice. So I kind of like him, even though I didn't think the movie was particularly funny. And The Jerk, which I mostly remember for that scene where he goes, I don't need anybody. I don't need you or this, except this lamp and this paddleball game and this chair. And it goes on for like half an hour, and that's pretty hilarious. So let's see. What am I going to cross off? I'm going to cross off Old School simply because it didn't really stand up very well to the test of time.
I think that's fair. I rewatched that recently, and there were definitely maybe sexist or misogynistic.
Yeah, it's like one of those movies where you thought it was funny when it first came out when you were 17 or whatever, and then you go back and watch it, and it's like, oh, it's just people calling each other gay like it's an insult. Like, that's not funny. That's just kind of awful.
Yeah, there are still some very funny scenes in it. But overall, I would say that was close.
Yeah.
There's no popping sound, so I'm assuming.
If it caused damage, I hope it was to somebody who deserved it. That's like my, every time I see an accident or something like that, I'm like, oh, I hope whoever that was deserved it. I was like, well, I don't have any control over the whole thing at all. So I'm just like hoping for the best, looking for the bright side in kind of a horrible way. Okay, number 13, TV shows. The ones that are on the list remaining are Seinfeld, a show that seemed to me like people, annoying people, annoy each other for 25 minutes. Yeah, not my favorite show. Cheers, which I haven't seen, but I understand it's where Frasier came from.
It is.
And I thought Frasier was a funny show. Oh, Frasier's number three. Frasier's still on here. I liked Frasier. I like the fact that the guy who plays Frasier, his name escapes my memory right now, which
Kelsey
is weird.
Grammer.
Kelsey Grammer. Played Sideshow Bob on The Simpsons, and then one of his brother, Sideshow Mel. Yeah. Or not Sideshow Mel. What was his brother's name on the show?
I don't know.
Anyway, he was played by Frasier's friend on the show, Frasier. I'm awful with celebrity names.
David Hyde Pierce?
David Hyde Pierce, yeah.
Niles?
Yep. And I forget what Sideshow Bob's brother's name was, but yeah.
Sideshow Mel sounded right to me.
Nah, that was the character, another character done by Dan Castaneda, the guy with blue hair and a bone in it.
Hmm.
You smacked my bottom with a hammer! And number 5, I Love Lucy. Lucy, you got some splaining to do.
You skipped 4.
Oh, sorry, 4, South Park. Yeah, South Park. I haven't seen that show in a long time. I was sold on the show when my dad actually discovered it before I did. And he said that Cartman reminded him of a friend of his.
Oh boy.
And the friend is still alive too. But he's like, yeah, Cartman reminds me of this guy.
Oh my god, you guys.
I don't know. It's like one of those shows that tries really... We're edgy! Look at us! Look how edgy we are! So freaking edgy! And sometimes they actually kind of are. But, like, if that was all they were, then I wouldn't like it. But some of the stuff is pretty funny. A lot of it just sort of seems like they're trying too hard. But overall, I'd say South Park's pretty good. It definitely changed. Or it was it was different from anything else that I'd seen before. I Love Lucy. Also a very funny... Lucille Ball was hilarious. I didn't really like the Lucy show, the one that was in color that came after it. I liked the interaction between Lucy and Fred and Ethel. I don't know, Ricky was mostly just sort of like exasperated with Lucy. Lucy, why you do these things you do? You know, like, which got pretty old, but it was still a good show. I like that show. Let's see, Parks and Rec. I'm sorry, guys, I haven't seen that show. And I'm afraid it's going to be another The Office where it's like everybody loves it and I don't get it and I feel like a moron for not getting it, not thinking it's funny. It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. Doesn't that have Danny DeVito in it?
It does. After the first season, he joined.
Okay, well, maybe I should watch it because I think Danny DeVito is funny.
So you're not going to The Nightman Cometh, I'm guessing?
Is that, that's the thing that it's putting on by the,
Dog Story Theater on August 14th at 7 p.m. And then again, August 19th at the Fuse Box. There's still tickets available for that one.
Check Facebook for tickets available. Still available. No, I'm definitely planning on seeing that. Why? Is it...
sold out for the 14th. 19 is almost sold out. It's a live production of the season finale from season 4 of It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Well, in that case... Well, I haven't seen the show, but Danny DeVito's in it, so I owe it to DeVito to at least try it. And when it comes to... Well, like the movie Clue, like I never would have bothered watching it. Oh, it's based on a board game. Oh, yeah, but it's got Tim Curry in it. Okay, that almost would have sold me, but I probably still wouldn't have bothered. But then I saw the Clue put on at the Fuse Box. And I was like, all right, this is local people. This is people I know that I've seen around before. I'm going to go see it just to support them. I had a hell of a time. Mm-hmm. It was great. So if they're doing It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, I'm going to give them a chance just because I'll probably end up being wrong about it. And that's like the few times that I really enjoy being wrong. I hate that show. It's stupid. And then watching an episode of it and laughing my tits off and going, okay, you guys were right. I'll admit it.
The first four seasons of It's Always Sunny are incredible. I highly recommend it.
All right, well,
especially 2 through 4.
I'm going to cross off Seinfeld simply because
wow,
I never thought the show was all that funny. It's kind of like, well, like I mentioned earlier, Meet the Parents, where it's just sort of cringe-inducing the whole time.
Hmm.
But then again, I do remember the Soup Nazi character and thinking he was funny. So I'm very, very likely could be wrong, and I'm sure I'm angering a lot of people by putting down Seinfeld. But I didn't mention where I live, so... All right, comedians. Let's see, who's left on the list? Chris Rock? Oh, yeah, there's this bit he does. I don't know if I'm allowed to say it because I'm white, but N-words versus black people.
Moving on.
Yep. Chris Rock is great. And half of it, I think, is his voice. His delivery is perfect. George Carlin, mentioned him earlier. Older stuff where it's like his voice sounds a lot like my dad's, and then it sounds like he ate a bunch of rocks and then turned into the guy he sounds like now, or did up until his death. Jon Stewart, yep. The Daily Show is pretty much where I know him from, although The Daily Show made a like an American history textbook. And I forget who read this, but Stewart sort of narrates the book, and then the little chapters, the sections, bits are read by various people from The Daily Show. I forget who does the bit about AARP, but it was like, sounds... AARP is the noise an old man makes getting up out of a beanbag chair. ARP! Stewart, I thank you for that and for The Daily Show. Johnny Carson, sort of like the granddaddy of all late-night talk show hosts, irrepressible wit, very quick, but a little kind of sleazy to me. Like, I didn't think he was that fantastic. Maybe it's just the contrarian in me just going, oh, everybody thinks this is funny, I'm not going to like it. Meh. So, let's see, yeah. Richard Pryor, another guy who's got amazing bits, but like I didn't listen to him because I wasn't allowed to listen to comedians who swore like he did.
And he swore.
So I don't really know. Now that I'm allowed to do whatever I want because I'm an adult, like I should revisit Pryor. I should give him another try.
I think he's got a few specials on Netflix.
Is he still around, by the way? I don't know if he's... Oh, okay.
It's been a few years.
Yeah, it shows how much I follow stuff. I'm awful at that. Robin Williams.
Also not around.
Yeah, well, that I know. Probably because of the whole depression thing. I didn't know. One of the reasons he killed himself was not just because he was depressed, which would be bad enough, but because he had some sort of...
like a degenerative muscle disorder or something.
And he didn't want to put his family through watching him slowly lose all control. Yeah, and so, yeah, I kind of don't blame him for that. But Night at the Met, you listen to it now, and there's some kind of, yeah, that's in 2017, that really wouldn't fly.
Yeah, a lot of old comedy specials have that quality, I think.
Yeah, where it's like, okay, I get that you're punching down, and that's why it's not funny now, but it's sort of like that used to be okay in certain circumstances, but now it's just seemed like, really? Come on, you can do better than that. But the fact that his manic energy, just the no sequiturs between anything, just bit after bit after bit after bit are you on cocaine? No, I'm, well, maybe, I don't know.
I mean, he did have a pretty serious cocaine problem for a number of years.
Well, I could explain it. But yeah, part of that was just him, and cocaine may have brought that out. But yeah, interesting to listen to simply because it was so rapid fire. Dave Chappelle, I don't know if I've ever seen him do stand-up.
Oh, he has a couple specials on Netflix now.
I should give that a try because I thought the Chappelle show was hilarious. It's one of those sketch shows that I'm like, I don't know. After Mad TV went away and In Living Color went away, or at least my ability to watch it when we didn't have cable. I was like, I don't know, another sketch show, but his stuff was great.
Mm-hmm.
Steve Martin. I remember his stand-up, Wild and Crazy Guy. I'm a wild and crazy guy. There's some hilarious bits. And the fact that he can play the banjo as well as isn't he like a world-class banjo player?
Yeah, he has a band in tours. That's like his thing now.
Yeah, like, okay. Like, he's got a whole other, like, skill set. Like, even if the comedian thing tanked, it's like, oh, well, I'll just play the banjo then. And, like, his book where he talks about writing and stuff. I like him. So who am I going to cross off the list? Somebody already took off Bill Hicks.
You would have eliminated him?
Actually, I don't know because I don't know who Bill Hicks is. So, let's see. I'll take off Johnny Carson.
That was Elimination Challenge. Would you mind handing me back the... Oh.
Here's your elimination sheet.
Thank you. I think that puts us at the halfway point for the season. It makes sense, with this being episode 6 of 12.
Yeah.
The next segment is called Let's Play Improv Scene Suggestions. Now, I go to a lot of improv shows, and they're always asking for suggestions.
Like they do.
And I have run out of ideas, so I would like to appropriate yours, please. So if you could please give me a location.
Underwear drawer.
A location that would fit on the stage at Dog Story Theater.
A really giant underwear drawer.
I'd like to see that scene. A noun.
Squid.
A verb.
Squid-like. Squiddy. No, wait, hold on. I can do better than that. Squishy. No. Squishing.
Squishing. You got there. A color.
Infrared. I always yell that out because I think I'm clever.
Ooh, I like that. An occupation.
Bowling ball tester.
A letter of the Roman alphabet, which is the one we use, but I didn't want to assume your alphabet.
Q? Q.
A relationship between two people.
I always shout out, like, hero and arch nemesis. Nobody's taken me up on that yet.
They don't know what they're missing out on. A word, any word.
Electroencephalograph.
The last thing you paid money for.
Cover up.
A genre of movie.
Steampunk.
Was that cover up like makeup or like a cover up?
Stop asking me questions, Chris.
An emotion.
Giddy.
The first line of dialogue.
Ain't seen you around these parts very much.
A page number.
17.
A place you might go on a first date.
A concert. A Flight of the Conchords concert.
That'd be a good first date.
It was.
Oh. Lucky you and them. A place you might go on vacation.
A Bahama.
Just one?
Just one of them. The good one.
That's fair. A problem.
Why come my pants don't be brown and my shoes be black?
An animal.
Velocipenguin.
Terrifying.
But adorable.
But adorable. Something that would fit in your pocket.
A wrench.
Three objects that might be in a room. Together? I need to add the word together.
Well, let's see. A hobo, a sandwich, and a belt sander.
Not for long.
Nope.
The last thing you ate.
A belt sander.
Something you might get into an argument over.
Who ate the belt sander?
Something you are scared of.
Belt sanders.
No. The title of a movie that has not been made.
Why Grandpa Got His Groove Done Lost.
I can't help but laugh at a joke about...
Swimming pools.
I've always been lucky, but I never thought I'd be able to...
Blow decorative snot bubbles.
That was improv scene suggestion suggestions. This next segment is called Please Read Me. And for some reason I used a colon instead of the Heller ellipsis. I'm going to have to talk to my copy editor.
Heller ellipsis.
Are you familiar with the Heller ellipsis?
Josh Heller?
Joshua Heller is the creator of the Heller ellipsis.
Oh.
It's when you use two periods instead of three to save both time and ink and everything, really. It's just a superior...
That's responsible.
Yeah, it's an incredible invention, and I'm a huge proponent of its usage.
Yeah. Well, it gets the point across without, you know, and think of all the keyboards that it's going to save. That's less stuff in the landfill.
Yeah. So here is a series, not a series, here is a printout of song lyrics. If you wouldn't mind, please reading them to me in the style of spoken word poetry or whatever style you feel compelled to do. But I would personally prefer spoken word poetry.
Yeah, this one right here goes out to all the babies' mamas. Mamas, mamas, babies, oops, baby mamas, mamas. Yeah, go like this. I'm sorry, Mrs. Jackson. Oh, I am for real. Never meant to make your daughter cry. I apologize a trillion times. I'm sorry, Mrs. Jackson. Oh, I am for real. Never meant to make your daughter cry. I apologize a trillion times. A baby mama drama drama mama don't like me. Whoops, she knows things like having her boys come from her neighborhood. To the studio trying to fight me. She gets a pay... Bleh. She need to get a piece of the American pie and take her bite out. That's my house. I disconnect the cable and turn the lights out. And let her know her grandchild is a baby and not a paycheck. Is that really a problem for... I'm sorry. Private schools, daycare, shit, medical bills, I'll pay that. I love your mom and everything. I see I ain't the one who laid down. She want to rip you up, start a custody war. My lawyer, stay down. She never got a chance to hear my side of the story. We divided. She had fish fries and cookouts. On my child's birthday, I ain't invited. Despite it, I show her utmost respect when I fall through. All you, comma, do is defend the lady when I call you. Yeah. Me and your daughter got a special thing going on. You say it's puppy love. We say it's full grown. Hope we never feel this. Hope that we feel this way forever. You could plan a pretty picnic, but you can't predict the weather, Mrs. Jackson. 10 times out of 9, now if I'm blind, fine. The quickest muzzle, throw it on my mouth and I'll decline. King meets queen, then the puppy love thing. Together dream about that crib with a good year swing. On the oak tree, hope we feel like this forever, 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 ever, ever, ever. Forever never seems long till you're grown. And notice that the day-by-day rule can't be too long. Mrs. Jackson, my intentions were good. I wish I could become a magician to abracadabra all the sadder. Thoughts of me, thoughts of she, thoughts of the asking what could happen, the feeling that her and me had to, I had to pray too much to let her... had I pray so much about it, need some knee pads... It happened for a reason that one can't be mad. So know this, know that everything is cool, and yes, I will be present on the first day of school. And graduation. Uh-huh, yeah. Look at the way he treats me. Shit, look at the way you treat me. Look at the little nose-ass homegirl's got the ass up in the creek, G. Without a paddle, you left the straddle and ride this thing on out. And then you and this girl ain't speaking no more, because my dick all in her mouth. Oh my. Know what I'm talking about. Jealousy, infidelity, envy, cheating, beating, and to go to the G's, they'd be the same thing. So who are you placing the blame on? You keep singing the same song. Let bygones be bygones, and you can go and let the hell on, you and your mama. And that's it. I tried to do a speed thing at the end.
Thank you.
That was fun.
Was actually Outkast.
Was that a single song?
Yeah.
Oh. I thought that was like three different songs.
Nope. Just the one. I do like the band Fun also, though. Maybe I'll have them on for song lyrics sometime.
Yeah, do it.
They don't have very substantial song lyrics. I like to choose things that are kind of deeper, maybe.
Yep, there's some meaning in that poetry there.
Yeah. This next segment is called Let's Play Guess My Number. Well, I am thinking of a number that is greater than 1, less than 1 million, and you get one chance to guess what it is.
Has anybody ever guessed your number?
No, and actually, I was going to do something different this time. So, have you ever played the game Mastermind?
No.
Okay, so basically, you have 5 pegs of different colors, and... You have, I think, 20 chances to guess what those pegs are in the order. And then the person who is like the game master tells you how many of the correct color you have and how many of the correct color and the correct position you have. So you're going to guess a number, and I'm going to tell you how many of the digits exist in my number and then how many of them are in the correct decimal position. So maybe with those clues over time, if people pay attention, they'll be able to narrow down my number is.
It's been the same number?
Same number every episode.
Did you write it down somewhere? Or did you just remember it?
I got it tattooed on my buttocks, and whoever guesses it right gets to see it.
Oh, that's clever right there, eh? Hey? All right, incentive. Let's see, my guess will be 1,224.
1,224?
Yeah, but you said 1 million. You know what? I'm staying low.
Okay. You got 3 digits, none of which are in the correct decimal position.
Derp. Do I get another guess or is that it?
Nope, that's it.
Ah, boo. Well, you heard it, folks.
Yep. The next person will have that information to base their guess on, and we'll see. We'll see what happens. There's only 18 episodes left for someone to get it right.
There's a prize.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, oh, there is now. Okay.
This next segment is called Let's Play Words of Wisdom, which is a new game for the season, but I'm really liking it. So it's been expanded for this episode. What I have here is a series of common phrases, the first parts of them. And then I need you to complete that common phrase with something not traditional. So whatever you feel like saying there, improvise a conclusion to the
be non-traditional. Word. I can do that.
All right. It's better to ask for forgiveness than...
to steal all the candy and cram it in your mouth. That's true, though.
It is true, yeah. A penny saved
is a penny you can put in your loafer.
When in doubt,
Google it.
I like that. If at first you don't succeed,
throw a fit, try again.
Out of the frying pan and
onto the stovetop, damn it.
Too real. Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice,
you have my vote.
It's mighty Republican of you. You miss 100% of the shots that
are fired at you.
Hopefully. You can't always get what you want, but if you try sometimes, you just might find
that the game is stacked and you might as well go home.
Wow.
Aww.
It's very...
Some of these are going to be dark.
Yep. That's like the pot calling...
Collect?
Six of one, half dozen of...
Cupcakes.
Life is like a box of...
Hamsters.
In what way?
Some of them are adorable. Some of them are male and female. I mean, not like together. I mean, some of them is male, some of them is female. Ah, they could be. Some of them is chimeras. Some of them's got stuff in their cheeks.
But they'll all eat their young given the opportunity.
How like life?
Stop, drop, and...
Hammer time.
The only thing we have to fear is...
Godzilla.
Wubba Lubba.
Hubba Tubba.
Have you been to Hideout Brewing?
Yeah, but is that from Hideout?
Hideout, it's the building that it's in used to be Hubba Tubba.
Oh, really?
It was a hot tub. Oh, like darn. You could rent a hot tub by the hour.
Mm-hmm.
A bird in the hand is worth...
Like, however much you can sell it for. Like, hand birds are pretty desirable.
Yeah, they are. Knick-knack, paddywhack, give a dog...
A milk bone. No. Give a dog a pat on the head.
It would appreciate that every once in a while. If life hands you lemons...
Demand to see life's manager. That's from Portal 2.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Great game. Fantastic game. One of my favorites of all time. When in Rome.
Oh. Play the gnome.
David?
And Goliath.
Wait. Oh, I was asking if it was David the gnome.
David, yes.
Okay.
Yes, and.
Birds of a feather.
Are probably the same color.
The journey of 1,000 miles.
Will probably require 2 fill-ups.
That's some good mileage.
Mm-hmm. Stick shift.
Oh. It's not what you look at that matters. It's...
What you smell like.
Sometimes. Genius is 1% inspiration and 99%...
Research.
Knowledge speaks, but wisdom...
Comes from old people.
That was Words of Wisdom.
Which come from old people.
Sometimes young people can contribute things.
That's true, I suppose. I'm cutting the little fellow short.
So the next segment is called Elevator Pitch. So if you could please pitch me for 30 seconds or so on an idea. A movie, a stand-up bit, an invention, anything. Whatever you feel like trying to sell me, you've got 30 seconds to do it.
Okay, household soda fountain dispensers. And I'm not talking just... You know what a... like a... what do they call them? Like a universal vacuum cleaner or a household vacuum cleaner where the all of it's in the basement. Well, this is sort of like that except for soda fountains. You've got everything in the basement and you can put a spigot anywhere in your room, anywhere in the house. Say you want Cherry Coke in the bedroom, you want Sprite in the bathroom, and maybe a Nest Tea in the shower. Heck, you could even have a shower that showers you with Nest Tea. So you go to work smelling, you know, like a summer day. That's my sales pitch, is a household soda fountain dispenser.
I personally disapprove, but 9 out of 10 dentists agree that would be a great idea. That was elevator pitch. Next segment is called audience participation. So I have gathered a series of questions from the audience members that I will now ask you on their behalf. How?
Well, with lots of determination, help from my friends, and the occasional bribe.
What are you usually listening to during headphones, which is a bit that you do where you give prompts, or you give lines on prompts while you're listening to headphones so you don't know the context?
Collective Soul, usually. I wish I had something more entertaining than that, but usually just some loud Collective Soul song, usually from the Dosage album.
Why?
Well, because usually the universe is a cold, dark, and empty place, and we might as well do something to make it seem a little bit more homey.
How you be so cute?
Well, that's exfoliants, exercise, lots of smiling, teeth brushing, more exfoliating, and lots of hugging. And honey biscuits.
I wasn't sure if this next question was, can this EP be called the Brandcast, or can this EP be called the Brandcast?
Can this extended play be called the... Yes. Yes, it can.
How many different character voices do you do?
Well, let's see. I can sort of do an Irish accent. I can sort of do a Scottish accent, but not really well. Sort of like a Dan Cast... Nope, there, I lost it. I can sort of do Russian accent, which I enjoy doing, and I am able to keep up for quite a long time. It's sort of difficult to... It's usually you do lots of ahs in there to sort of, you know, do it like that.
I can do a sort of a Tom Waits accent and ooh, sing the song about hobos. Well, you know, it's just I like to yell into a pillow every night, and that's how I got my voice to do this.
And let's see. And of course, there's this voice here that kind of like a thing that I do with Amanda. She's Trixie. You know, she tells me what to do, and I'm Bobby, and I do what I want, except when she tells me what to do, in which case I do what she says. Let's see what else. There's like sort of an old man voice. Blah, 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 blah. You don't tell me what to do.
Yeah, nah. Yeah, that's pretty much it. The second part of that was please demonstrate all of them, but you did, so thank you.
Ah, damn it, Craig. Why you gotta tell me what to do?
Who?
Roger Moore.
Oh.
CEO of GM back in the day, you know?
Oh, I didn't. What do you need help with?
It seems weird, but dressing myself? Not, well, sometimes it's does this match, but it's a lot of times it's, is this supposed to go together? Is this business casual? What is business casual? Should I, for this occasion, should I dress with... Like, should I dress up with slacks or is jeans okay? And I never know the answer to those questions.
If you could do the opposite of any superpower, what would it be? Such as the power to be seen, opposite of invisibility.
Well, I'm a practical man, so I'd say I would love to be able to not fly, because that's the way I am right now. And boom, hey, my wish came true.
Hey.
I call that a win.
This next question, I'm not sure of the meaning of the word slats, so this could be wildly inappropriate, but if you could punch any guy named Hitler in the slats, which guy named Hitler would it be?
Everybody's probably expecting me to choose Adolf, but I'm probably going to punch, like, the guy with Hitler's, like, a pet name, kind of like Schnookums Hitler.
Ooh.
Or Lovey Bumpers Hitler. I'm punching Lovey Bumpers Hitler right in the slats.
He probably deserves it.
I bet.
How did the infamous celery soup turn out?
It actually turned out really good. I ended up putting the leaves in, despite all the vacillating on whether or not they should go in. I ended up putting them in, and it was really good.
You heard it here first. Thank you to Sean, Cam, Amanda, Tom with an H, Craig, David, Will, Scott, and Liz for your contributions to the show.
Thanks, guys.
That was audience participation. This next segment is called Let's Play What Would Normally Be Called Rapid Fire. For this episode, it's called Rapid Fire Delivery. Huh. So what I'm going to do is read a prompt, and you're going to try to complete it, and you may notice a theme going on. Shopping in the 90s at the
Kroger store.
Most successful Beatle.
Wait, Paul.
When a plane ascends too quickly, the engine will
stall.
Pooping in a bathroom.
Stall.
Before a baby walks, it learns how to
crawl.
What a baby does if you pinch it.
Squall?
Looking for ball.
Fall.
Oh, I should have been ringing the bell here. Sorry. Walter White's lawyer.
Saul.
If you're from Atlanta, you probably speak with a
drawl.
The tool you use to punch a hole in leather.
All.
Hillbilly speak for multiple people.
Y'all.
Hillbilly denim garment.
Draws.
Oh, sorry. I didn't mean to ring that. It was overall or
overalls.
Coverall. Autumn.
Fall.
Shooting pool in a
hall.
Basket.
Ball.
What a bear might do to a tourist.
Mall.
I had urban and then sub before it, but urban.
Sprawl.
Opposite of short.
Tall.
Fishing by dragging a net behind a boat.
Trawl.
Famous song from Bob Dylan's album by Pink Floyd.
The Wall.
Captivate.
Enthrall.
ADD pills.
Adderall.
A stone that's painful to pass.
Gall.
Old women wear these when it's cold out.
Shawl.
To write carelessly.
Scrawl.
To fight.
Brawl.
Adding a program to a computer.
Install.
Defective car part. A very frequently defective car part might be subject to a
recall.
French Canadian capital.
I should know this, but I don't. Alberta? No.
Montreal.
Montreal. Dang it.
Mount Everest?
Tall.
That is correct. I was thinking Nepal, but tall is even better. Out, boy. Pete wins.
Out, boy? I give up.
We were looking for Fall.
Dar.
Fallout Boy.
Oh.
Make a phone
call.
Fleeting, transient, lasting for a very short time.
Ethereal.
Very close.
And fleeting,
ephemeral.
That's a stretch.
That, yep. I should have put that one in the middle. My bad. That was Rapid Fire Delivery. All right. This next segment is called Rapid Fire Delivery Part 2.
So
this will be the same structure as the previous one, the different twist. There's always money in the banana.
Republic?
Stand.
Oh,
have you seen Arrested Development?
Uh-uh.
Oh, you should write that down too.
I'll add that to my list of cultural touchstones that I haven't touched yet.
It's the fantastic show. Scar tissue from an intentional burn.
Scar. Brand.
Pituitary.
Gland.
Don't sit.
Stand.
Marching.
Band.
The cast.
Grand. Or brand.
What Apollo 11 did on the moon.
Land.
Atlas shrugged.
Ayn Rand.
Yes.
And?
Dull and flavorless.
Bland.
$1,000 American.
$1,000.
Fired.
Canned.
Abandoning your post leaves it.
Unmanned.
A logic gate which produces an output which is false only if all its inputs are true.
NAND.
I prefer for my peaches to be...
canned.
Lend me a...
hand?
Go and pound...
sand.
A single thread.
A strand.
Spending too much time in the sun makes you...
cancerous?
Yes, but tanned.
Oh, dur. Yeah, I don't... That shows how much I go outside.
Next! Reykjavik?
Oh, say that again.
Reykjavik, I believe is how it's pronounced.
Uncle?
It's a capital of a country.
Pakistan?
Iceland.
Oh, Iceland, oh...
The old, not as crappy mall.
Woodland.
Cable internet.
Broadband.
My favorite beer at Brewery Vivant.
Oh, I never remember the names. What does it start with?
An F. Two words.
Farmhand. I actually knew that.
What Kevin Costner was looking for in Waterworld.
Land?
Dry land.
Dry land. Well, is there any... Well, I guess there's soggy land, but yeah.
Lady boys. Country.
What does it start with?
A T.
Thailand.
This isn't a request. It's a...
demand.
We can't keep doing this. Our group has to...
expand.
I'll take it. I was going to go with disband, but...
oh.
This isn't a pretzel symbol. It's an...
ampersand.
To rebuke or scold someone officially...
reprimand.
Opposite of shrink?
Expand.
And conquer.
Divide and conquer.
Classic video game.
Command and conquer.
That was rapid fire delivery. Part deux.
Part of it was rapid.
It was rapid enough for me. This next segment is called Please Read Me A Stark and Stormy Night. So I have a short excerpt here from A Stark and Stormy Night. If you wouldn't mind reading that to me, please.
Fuck that. I ran down the hall and grabbed the phone. Operator, give me the cops. Tolstoy watched me from his doorway.
The cops? The cops?
The operator said. Yeah, the cops, I said.
Why are you calling the cops? Tolstoy shouted. Does this have something to do with the gunshots I heard a minute ago?
What's that? Said the phone. I recognized the voice. It was O'Reilly, the desk sergeant.
You heard gunshots? Are you on a case?
Tolstoy took great interest in my cases, even trying to convince me to take him on as a partner.
I could be your Dr. Watson, he'd say. I'd write down your adventures. We'd be an excellent team.
It ain't about the shot, I said.
Then why you calling us, buddy? O'Reilly said. We're busy down here. A dark and stormy night like this brings all the rats out.
You're telling me, I said. I just sent one rat to hell, and another one's just shot a dame.
A dame's been shot? Tolstoy said.
He scurried down the hall and plucked at my sleeve. I shooed him away.
So you are on a case.
Say, who is this? O'Reilly said. Raving, that you? What'd you do this time? This ain't about me. It's about a body in an alley. It's always about you, Raving. You always find a way to make it about you. That's why you never made it as a cop.
Ding. Thank you.
Craig wrote that bit. That was one of Craig's.
Oh, I didn't know that. Sorry.
No, no worries.
This next segment is called Improvise an Ad for... dot dot, which is, of course, the Heller ellipsis. A Stark and Stormy Night. So if you could please improvise for me a short radio-style advertisement for your novel, novella, A Stark and Stormy Night.
Hey, what the...
It was a dark and stormy night. Bad things happen to people on dark and stormy nights. That's why they call me Detective Stark Raving. I had a plan. I used to think I was a detective, but now life's changed me. Life has changed a lot of things. If you've ever wanted to see what it's like in the underbelly of stuff and not take things too seriously and maybe see a guy get pasted right in the puss, then you'll probably enjoy my story. It's a story full of intrigue and rats and intrigue and probably more rats. And one time I kicked a guy right in the chins. And I stole a kid's bike, too. But you gotta do what you gotta do in order to solve the case and make sure that people don't kill your friends. Yeah, sometimes life can be tough. But sometimes you gotta paste a guy right in the puss. Yeah, my pasters are getting itchy. It's time to put justice on its back. I don't know what any of that meant.
This next segment is called Affirmation. Paul, you are an awesome dude. You're Aww. Creative and funny and cheerful. Your t-shirts are the best. Thank you for being a part of the Grand Rapids comedy community. This next segment is called Member. It's a nostalgia segment. What is something that you remember fondly from your childhood?
Let's see. I already talked about the Hot Wheels or the Power Wheels car. That was probably one of my favorite things. There was one time when I climbed up on one of those signal lights down by the railroad tracks, and I found a big old hunting knife that smelled like fish.
Ooh.
That's one of the things I remember fondly because I wasn't allowed to have knives, and I hid it in my closet.
Were you discovered by the odor?
Nope. I eventually just cleaned out the closet, found the thing in there, because I never did anything with it. And
good.
I was like, oh, I remember finding this.
This next segment is called Looking Forward. What is something that you are most looking forward to in the future?
I'm very much looking forward to Rapid Delivery getting back together. Closer to the present, I'm looking forward to this year's GRIF, Grand Rapids Improv Festival, where With the Dark is going to be performing. It's the one troupe that I'm still a part of. And I haven't done any performance in a long time, so I'm very looking forward to that.
Me too. This next segment is called Plug Social Media in Upcoming Events. So if there are any social media accounts or upcoming events that you would like to mention and draw attention to, now is the time.
Yeah, if you haven't followed With the Dark on Facebook, now would be a good time to do that. We have this really awesome logo made by Lisa. And that's what I want to do. I was going to make speaking of t-shirts, I'm going to make a With the Dark t-shirt. I'm going to ask Lisa for the, a full res ping version of that logo. I'm going to make me a t-shirt for it. That's my plan. That's what I'm looking forward to, too.
Nice. And their next upcoming performance is at Griff.
Yep, I'm not sure when. I could check for you real quick if you'd like.
Sure.
I think I actually have that info handy. But yeah, I have a 2015 and a 2016 Griff shirt, and I'm looking forward to getting a 2017 one too. Let's see. I know when we're going to next practice for Griff.
I think it's in October.
Oh, really? It's that far away?
Griff's in October?
For some reason, I thought that was a lot sooner than that. Practices, a doodle time. Oh, here we go.
Doodle time? Like the dog doodle?
It's doodle time. Or like cheese doodle.
Oh.
All right. Yep. Nope. The closest thing I got is a list of available dates that we all doodled for. And the ones that have the most people available are Friday, the 3rd of November, and Sunday, the 5th of November. Oh, I'm sorry. No, just Friday, November 3 is the one that's got the most votes. So that's the one that I would count on. But I actually don't have any times.
Follow the Grand Rapids Improv Festival on Facebook to find upcoming scheduling announcements.
And subscribe to the Grandcast too while you're at it, because it's pretty neat.
TheGrandcast.com, Facebook.com/TheGrandcast. Thank you. Nobody's ever plugged my social media before. This final segment is called Just the Tip. So if you could please offer one tip to other aspiring comedians.
I know it sounds, it may seem like you can't do it. It may seem like, why am I even trying this? I'm not good at this. I'm not smart enough. I'm not fast enough. I don't know enough cultural references. I'm not good with names. I can't do voices. None of that really matters. What matters is that you actually give it a try. Because even if it doesn't work out, people are still going to respect you for trying to do something that terrifies a lot of us, and that is getting on stage and getting in front of people. So I don't know if I have any advice on how to, get past that fear. But when people whose opinion you trust say that you would be good at something, it's probably not a bad idea to give that a shot.
Yeah. Thank you for that. And thank you so much for being here tonight, Paul. It's been a pleasure.
Well, thank you for having me, Chris. It's been a lot of fun.
Great. And thank you, everyone, for listening. We'll be back again next week with an all-new episode of The Grand Cast.
Grand Cast! It's the best! Oh, yeah!
Hey.